You could see when he spoke just how sickened he was by the whole thing.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. May God bless the memory of the victims. And in the words of Scripture, heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds.
This time, Obama decided to try to do something.
It was like, if this isn't going to do it, then what is? And so they knew they had to act quickly. Because you have to capture that concern and that attention that the issue is getting.
He handed the job to Vice President Joe Biden and told the staff to make something happen.
It was in the context of sorrow, anger and frustration about why can't we do something about this? It was like, enough is enough is enough. Put together something for me, Joe.
This time, it was also a crisis for Wayne LaPierre.
Within the inner circles of the NRA, the wives of senior NRA officials shedding tears and saying to their husbands that something has to happen. You have to do something different, honey.
His advisors wanted him to lie low, but LaPierre had a very different idea. Expecting trouble, he hired personal security guards and headed into Washington.
Without telling anyone, LaPierre himself staged a press conference in Washington, D.C.
The media gathered. Many expected a chastened and conciliatory LaPierre.
I think there was an assumption that surely he's going to throw the gun safety advocates, and for that matter, the Newtown parents, some kind of bone.
But LaPierre had something else in mind.
The only way to stop a monster from killing our kids is to be personally involved and invested in a plan of absolute protection. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
And he almost immediately goes right back to what they usually say, which is that the answer to this is more guns.
What if, when Adam Lanza started shooting his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School last Friday, he'd been confronted by qualified armed security?
His comments are aimed directly at the gun owners of America to rile them up, to get them behind the NRA's no holds barred, never say die, no compromise position.
Our children, we as a society leave them every day utterly defenseless. And the monsters and the predators of the world know it and exploit it.
In Washington, they said the speech was a political disaster. In New York City, LaPierre was called the craziest man on earth and a gun nut. But those who know LaPierre say the speech was no miscalculation.
This was not off the cuff. He didn't lose it. This was very thought out. And they decided on a strategy, and they executed the strategy.
Because the people that it resonated with gave more money. And this is what you need to do in order to keep that tough persona.
And we've got to send the signal that this is not the time to compromise, that Obama is the enemy, and they want to take your guns away. Yes, it's too bad about the kids, but we are not going to back down.
I agree with him.
In Newtown, once again out of grief, an impromptu political movement was forming.
His neighbors were determined to do everything within their power to make a difference. We created a name for our group, Sandy Hook Promise. We then developed a promise, which is the essence of what we believe must be done.
I just had no idea what to do. I didn't know anything about gun violence. I didn't know anything about politics.
It's been 1 month since I lost my son, Dylan. 25 other families lost their loved ones.
We don't really know what we're gonna do, or we don't really have an agenda. We're not sure what it wants to be yet.
They began by talking to experts.
The very first thing I said to them in our very first meeting was, you are about to wade into the roughest waters in American politics. Nothing is nastier than the gun debate. And they had what I think any reasonable expectation would be is, we have just been through the worst gun event in the history of the United States, and something surely is going to change.
Some of the families wanted to push to outlaw the types of weapons used in the Sandy Hook shooting. High-capacity magazines and assault weapons. But the seasoned veterans of the political gun wars delivered a dose of reality.
What I knew and was able to impart eventually to them was that a new assault weapons ban was not going to happen, that there was basically no appetite for that in Congress, that the high-capacity clip ban made sense, but probably also was politically impossible, in part because there just were so many high-capacity clips in circulation, you can buy them on the internet for $10.
That was an unfortunate learning for me, and that, you know, there's going to be resistance to this.
The very best they could hope for was expanding background checks, closing that gun shop.